Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Yud Aleph. We are up to Siv Gimel. The last line on page Kuf Tesvav. We're about to turn on to page 230. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Yesh Misha Omer, there is a shita that says, Shim Nosan Al Hames Echad Mikalim Shehulavush. If you placed on the mace one of the garments that the mace was wearing, meaning you took it off and placed it on him, Choshev Kenosein Kikar Otinok, that is the same as placing a loaf of bread or a child on the mace, and that allows you to move the mace, even though the mace is Mukza. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tesvav, Shehulavush, Hainu shahaya hames lavush bo mitchila. We're talking about a garment that the mace was wearing from before, and you're taking it off and placing it on top of him. V'kol shekein im nasan olav sha'ar kelim shemalatan laheter. Certainly, if you place on top of the mace any other kli shemalatan laheter, that would be grounds to move the mace. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalud. Yesh mi sha'omer shelo hitzrichu kikar otinok elo lemeis arum. There are those who say that the whole business of the kikar otinok is only if the mace is actually undressed and there are no clothes on the mace. Ava imhu biksuso. But if the mace is still wearing his garments from when he was alive, ein tzarech kikar otinok, then the clothes that he is wearing act as the kli shemalat leheter, and there would be no reason to place on him a kikar otinok. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tazayin, if he is Biksuso, the Siv Zehosif, what Siv Dalet is adding on from Siv Gimel, is the Afilu im Hames Lovish Boachshav. Siv Gimel is a garment that he was wearing, is now placed on top of him, and we'll see why that's better. Here we're saying, even if the garment is not on top of him, but he's actually wearing it right now, Gam Kein Mahani Kamo Kikavatinok, that also will help like a loaf of bread and a baby. Uba Beis Yosef, Hikshal Zed, Beis Yosef asks on this simon, on this sif rather, the Lahave Haksus Bata Lagabe. On this din, the Beis Yosef asks, why don't we say that the garment that the mace is wearing is bottled to the mace, and therefore that doesn't help you as moving the muksa through a davashal heter, because the davashal heter is the clothes of the mace on the mace, so it's bottled. The Ayin B'Magen Avram Sheyishvo. The Magen Avram answers the question of Beis Yosef. The Dafka Tachrichen Hein B'Teilin Etzlo She'eino Asid Lefashtan. Dafka, when it comes to the Tachrichen that the mace is going to be buried in, then we say those garments are bottled to the mace because they're not coming off. But we're discussing over here is clothing that the mace was wearing for when he was alive. They're for sure going to be taken off of him before the kvura. So they're not bottled to him. That is how the Magen Avraham answers the question of the Beis Yosef. Look in the Be'er Halacha where he discusses how this pshat is not so pashut. Now I'd like to go back to a Be'er Halacha from Sif Gimel on the page before, from page Kuf Tesov. I wanted to see both Sifim before we see the Be'er Halacha from Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel again said, there's a shita that says that if you placed on the mace one of his garments, meaning you took it off him, he's not wearing it anymore, you place the garment on top of him, that takes the place of the kikar tinuk. Says the Be'er Halacha, after ha mechaber kosav yesh misha omer, even though the mechaber writes this din, as yesh misha omer, there is one that says, ein kavanoso bazeh sha'achirim cholkim azeh. He doesn't mean to say one says and others argue on him. Kimo b'yesh mi sha'omer sha'kasa b'siv sha'achrov. Like he writes also by Siv Dalet afterwards. Shehisig ola b'beis Yosef. We just saw in Siv Dalet the Mechaber said yesh mi sha'omer. And we see there's someone who argues. So in Siv Gimel, when it says yesh mi sha'omer, you might think someone argues, but no one argues on Siv Gimel. The Yadua Darko. It is a known thing by the Shita of the Mechaber. B'dover she'eno motzei ba'poskim acherim b'feirish. A halacha that he did not find by other poskim explicitly. Lichto b'loshon zelef amin. Sometimes the Mechaber will write, yesh mi sha'omer, on a din that everyone agrees to, but one person writes it, no one says it explicitly, even though it's muskim l'kuyama. He'll write yesh mi sha'omer. It doesn't mean someone argues. U'be'emes hakol modim bazeh. And in truth, everyone agrees to Siv Gimel that the garment that is off the mace, that's placed on top of the mace, will work. V'davar pashut, it's obvious that it's fine. Kevan she'eno lovush hames ato behen, since the mace is not actually wearing that garment right now, hu kishar klishim latul heter. So says the Be'er Halacha, the Yesh Misha Omer and Siv Gimel is muskam l'kul yama. He only found it in one place, so he writes Yesh Misha Omer even though everyone agrees. Sif Dalet, he also writes Yesh Misha Omer, but that in fact is a machlokas, because there we have the question that Beis Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah told us already, how the Magen Avraham answers it. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, Im Tzarech L'Mekom HaMeis, if you need the place where the mace is lying, Ole Dover Shahames Munachalov, or the item that the mace is resting on top of, Mutter L'Taltalo Minatzad, you are allowed to move the mace through Tiltal Minatzad. Like we discussed already a bunch of times, the Hainu Shahovcho Mimita Lamita, you can roll the mace from one bed to another bed to another bed, back and forth between beds, in order to move the mace when you need the place that the mace is, or the item that the mace is on. Kevan L'Tzarech Davar HaMutterhu. Since that is for the purposes of the place, or the item underneath, which is Davar HaMutter, and like we saw many times already, Tiltum Meratzad, L'Tzarech Davar HaMutter is Mutter. New din in the Mechaber. Lo hitiru l'taltel ayidei kikar otinok ela b'meis bilvad. This whole heter of moving something that's muksa through a kikar or tinok being on top of it or next to it, that is only true by a meis. Avalo bishar dvarim hasurim l'taltel, but not by other things that are muksa. This is a special leniency when it comes to a meis, not by other things. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudayim. B'davra mutter huvatzalomar. She'en kavanoso b'tiltulo b'shua meis gufa. When you're moving the meis because you want the place, the purpose in your moving it is not because of the meis. It's not because you want the meis somewhere else. Shu aser b'tiltul, because the meis is muksa. Elo b'shvil hamakom. Rather, you want the place where the meis is cleared out. O hadaver shu munach alav. Or you want the place where the meis is, what the item the meis is on top of. Shu mutter b'tiltul. And that's why tiltul minatzad is mutter. Tiltul minatzad is mutter. L'tzar davar hamutter. The end of the Mechaber told us this whole heter of kikar v'tino goes only by a mace. Ayin la'el simin shinches sevhei v'mishabura sham sevkotan chavav. You look at note 15, he reviews what it says over there. Sham kasav ha-shulchan aruch. The other Mechaber said, sheyesh matirim l'taltal kli shemalatul iser mechama l'tzel ha-idei kikar v'tino. If you remember, we learned earlier that normally we say a kli shemalatul iser is only allowed to be moved l'tzar gufo l'tzar makomo, but not from the sun to the shade. But the Mechaber said over there that some say you can move Muktza, that's the Klish Matul Isser, from the sun to the shade through placing a Kikar or Tinok on top of it. The Kosav Mishabura Sham Shahabri Rishonim Cholkozeh. The Chavos Chaim writes over there, many Rishonim argue, O Kumosa Mechriu Harbi Achronim, many Achronim agree with those Rishonim that it's not true, it's only an Eitzah for a mace. However, if it's a case of a great loss, you want to get this item out of the sun, the Shaar Tzion writes over there, B'shen Neshulchan Aruch HaRav, Sheyesh Lahokil Bazeh. So there is a shita that can be relied on in a case of a great loss, that you can move other items, i.e. a Klish Matul Isser, Mecham L'Tzel, which is normally not allowed, through a Kikar V'Tinok, again, unlike what we're passing over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber Vaitis above, Meis hamutal b'chama. A meis is lying in the sun. Ve'ein lahem makom l'taltalo. You have nowhere else to move the meis. O shalo ratzo l'hazizo m'mekom. Or for some reason you don't want to move the meis from its place. So here's the other etza. Boin shnei b'nei adam. Two people come. V'yoshin mishnei tzadav. And they sit on the two sides of the meis. Cham lahem milamata. When they get hot down below, meaning they're sitting on the floor, when it gets hot for them on the bottom side, zeh nevi mitaso v'yoshev aleha, this guy brings the bed and sits on it. V'zeh nevi mitaso v'yoshev aleha, and the other guy brings the bed and he sits on it, because it's too hot on the bottom. Cham lahem milamala, it gets too hot from up above. Zeh nevi machatzelos upores al gabov. So this one brings a mat and spreads it over him. V'zeh nevi machatzelos upores al gabov. So they each have a bed underneath them, a mat over them. Zez zokef mitaso v'nishmat v'holechlo. This one lifts up his bed, slips away, and leaves. Zez zokef mitaso v'nishmat v'holechlo. And this one picks up his bed, slips away, and leaves. So the two people leave with their beds, and what's left is v'nimseis mechitza asuya me'aleha. And mechitza is left automatically from the two mats that are there. The two mats on the top, they meet each other and it becomes a covering for the mace. And the two ends of the other ends of the mats are on the floor. So basically they did a shtikel harama, they were a little sly. They came there, like they were going to sit there. It got hot, so they put beds underneath them. They put mats on top of them, and then they slip away with their beds, and they're left with a little ohel that they made over the maize to protect the maize from the sun. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat on your test. Zeh mevi mitaso. Kidei lahafsek beinam lakarka. That's in order to separate from the people to the ground, where it's too hot on the ground. V'yesh lahakshos, fretach of its chayim, there is to ask. Kevan de lebasof zokev mitaso misira acharkach. Since at the end of the day they're taking away the beds anyway, ukidul kameh, like the Mechaber says afterwards, v'nisha raka machatzelas prus ala meis, and what's left is just the two mats that are covering over the meis, yavil miyar ha-machatzelas v'yifros al gabav. So what are we wasting our time bringing beds, moving them away? Just bring the mats and put the mats over the meis and finished. V'yachar kaka sheyishamit yishar la meis. So put the mats over the people, and then when they leave, the mats are ending up being over the mace. Why do we need the whole business with the beds first? That's the question the Chafetz Chaim asks. Yeshlomar, he could say, De'im kein, if all they did was sit there and put mats over them, Yehe nikr yoser sh'osel l'tzarech hamace, it would be more recognizable that they're playing games and they're really just making an OL for the mace. Va'oser lasos OL aray l'tzarech hamace. And it is forbidden to make a temporary tent for the needs of a mace. Aval hashta nikr sha'asu l'tzarech atzman. But now that they went there, they put the beds underneath them, they put the mats on top of them, it's more clear and recognizable that they made the tents for themselves. Sha'arei kishecham lahem elamata v'yomita. When it was hot down below, they brought beds. V'yomru shagam ha'machzelas v'yomitchila rak b'shal atzman. People are going to say they brought the mats on top for themselves, not for the mace. Now the question is, the same way you can't make an olarai for the mace, how can you make an olarai for the people? We just said, you can't just bring the mats, you're not allowed to make an olarai for a mace. So the people go there, so it seems like they're making the olarai for themselves. That's also usur. So if you look at note number 16, he points out, v'afa pi shagam l'tzarech achai usur lasos gaga rai l'hugin Allah b'shabbos, even though for a live person, you're also not allowed to make a temporary gag to protect you on Shabbos. Like we'll see in Shemit Shin Tezvav. So Biaruat Hilo David Bachazunish, the Achronim explain, Shebitchilo Kishenenu Mea Machatzelas Yhoisa Biyodam. In the beginning when they placed the mats there, they were holding the mats up in their hands. The Adinhu Shemachatzelas Hamunachas Biyodo. The din is a mat that you're holding in your hand. Velo Algabe Dover Acher, it's not being held up by something else. Eino Nechshevas Ka'ohel, that's not considered an ohel. Umutter aflo hanicha kach b'Shabbos, you're allowed to put that out on Shabbos. Uchemuvur beismeyer. Just as an aside, that's why on Simchas Torah we're able to spread out a talus, because people are holding the talus. If you're holding it with your hands, it's not considered an ohel. But over here, since they're holding it mitchila, so therefore when they're holding it over themselves, it's not really making an ohel over the chai, and it is mutter. The mele when they sneak away and the mats remain there for the mace, so they didn't make an ohel arai for the tzarech hamais. It was left there mele, and that's why it's going to be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitus of Katan Chav, Zokev mitasa v'nishma, they each take their beds and go away. Rotzalomar, Shezokva umesira, they lift it up and they remove it, v'hu nishma mitachas ha-machatzelas, and then he sneaks out from under the mat. The hamachzelos heim koshem uzakufim, obviously these mats are hard and they are upright, v'nishorim menela ka'ol ha-mes, and they remain automatically like a tent over the mace. The ayin b'magen Avram, look at the b'magen Avram, de'imhu misyare shelo yasriach ha-mes. If people are afraid that the mace is going to start smelling, the yitzdaruch ulotzeis, and they're going to have to leave, shari lifros olav machatzelas lehedya, then you're allowed to put a mat over the mace straight away. Ach she'yia below asiyas oel, but you should do it in a way that's not the regular way of making an oel, which means you would put the roof there first, and then you would put the walls there afterwards, which as we'll see later, is a shinui in making an oel. So if you feel that it's going to be needed for the people who are alive, that they're going to have to leave because the mace is going to start smelling, that will be mutter to make the oel in that way. Says the Mechaber Vaidus of Zion, Mutter losuch hamais vilahadicho. You are allowed to smear the mace with oil and to wash it with water, as we'll see. Vilishmo takar mitachtov. You could also slip out the pillow from under the mace. Kedei shelo yasriach. So the mace should not start smelling by being hot with the pillow underneath. It might start smelling. That's mutter. Ubilvad shelo yozis bo shum ever. As long as you don't move any limb of the mace. Vimhoya piv niftal v'holich. If the dead body, his mouth is opening more and more, kosher as halechi. You could tie up his jaw Be'inyan shelo Yosef lihi paseach, in a way that it will not continue to open more. Avalo kedei sheyisoger mashen niftach oktaso. But you can't tie the jaw in a way that's going to close the mouth totally or even part of the way. Sheim kein haya mezes ever. If so, that would be moving a limb of a maze, which is not allowed. So you're allowed to tie up the jaw to prevent it from opening more, but you can't close it at all. Umitam ze ein ma'atzimim eino shel maze b'Shabbos. And for that reason, we also do not close the eyes of a maze on Shabbos. Again, you're not allowed to move any limb from a maze. So you could wash him, you could shmir him, but you can't be moving his limb. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kanachav Aleph, Losel chamesu ladicho, sichuhu b'shemen, shmiring is with oil, v'hadocha b'mayim, and washing it was with water. V'hainu b'mayim karim. And this is talking about cold water. Note 18 says, what about using hot water that was warmed up before Shabbos? That's not allowed, because if you use hot water that was warmed up before Shabbos, one time you might not have hot water from before Shabbos, and you might warm it up on Shabbos. So you wash the mace with cold water. V'hatam b'chol zeh shehitiru, the reason why they were lenient to shmir him and to wash him, to zehu lab bichlal tiltul. That's not called moving muktzah. Ela negiya ba'alma, it's only called touching muktzah. Kevan she'ein mezes bo'ever. When you're shmiring the oil, when you're washing him with water, you're not moving a limb. Now, a couple of points. We did see a shita of the Magen Avraham that said that you're only allowed to touch muktzah if it's not l'tzarech muktzah. You can't touch muktzah l'tzarech muktzah. Here, touching the mez, l'tzarech mez. So in note 19, he points that out. The Magen Avraham said, "Negiya l'tzarech adavar muktzah is aser." So over here is a special leniency, they say, is only for a mace. But in general, he holds it wouldn't be allowed. Over here, special for kavod mace, he would allow it. One other point, note number 20. So the Mishnah Berurah said, you're not moving a limb. So afa pish and this no'ah basar hamace l'idei hadocha, when you're washing it, you're certainly moving the flesh around. That the Pharisee saw right, she'ein zeh nechshav ketiltul muktzah. That's not called tiltul muktzah when you're just moving the flesh of the mace. Kevan she'ein mezes bo'ever, you're not actually moving a limb. Skip to the fourth to last line. Shlomo Zalman Arbal says, Shin Eino, he's tzidei, he leans to say, Shin Eino misasek lagbia es ever ames. If you're not attempting and dealing with lifting up the limb of the mace, Elo sheha ever zoz b'miktsas, the limb is moving a little bit, machmas asich of adocha, through the shmiring of the oil and the washing of the water, ein zen nechshav ketiltul muktzah. That's not called tiltul muktzah. Af im ha'ever atzmo zaz b'miktzas. Even if the limb moves a little bit, that's not what you're trying to do. You're just dealing with the flesh to smear oil on it, to wash it with water, and that would be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas HaKadon Chabiz. We said you are allowed to slip out the pillow from underneath his head. Aval aser lishmur ha'meis ma'al gabe yakar. But you are not allowed to move the mace from the pillow. You could remove the pillow, sneak out the pillow from the mace, but don't move the mace off the pillow. To tiltul mamish, that would be moving muktzah, which is not allowed. The ha'olam nohagin lahagbia osel me'al akarim al yedei kikar af b'makom she'en locho she'asriach. The minhag ha'olam is to lift up the mace from on top of the pillows through using a loaf of bread, even a place where they're not worried the mace is going to start smelling. V'yesh limchos biyadam, you have to protest against him, that's not allowed. Rak lishmot hakorin mitachta mutter, like the Mechaber says, you're only allowed to pull out the pillow, you're not allowed to move the mace, even through a kikar or a tinok, that is not allowed if the mace is not going to smell. U'beniktsas mekomos nohagin lahatzim einov. In some places, there's no egg to close the eyes of the mace. Uliyasher evarav shelo yisakmu, and to straighten out the limbs, so they shouldn't be crooked. Va'omrim, and they say, the isa bazoar shi sakana. They say the Zohar brings out that it's a sakana, and therefore you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. The after dover ze ein lo shorish al piadin. Even though al piadin, this is not mutter. The banishna isa de ein ma'atzim the ein of shell mace. The Mishnah says explicitly you can't close the eyes of a mace. V'chein shelo yosis bo even. It also says you cannot move a limb. So it's mefurish in the Mishnah, it's not allowed. V'chol harishonim sas mukach, and all rishonim write the same way. U'kemo shepasa b'shulchan aruch, like the Mechaber says. V'tzatul chavetz chaim mikomokom b'mokom shenogu. If that's the minhag of that place, ein limchos, do not protest against them. Kevan sheyesh lem semech al pi hazohar. Lamaisa, they have something to rely on the Zayar. The Ike, we hold like the Gemara over the Zayar, but Lamaisa, they're relying on the Zayar with that minhag, so don't protest against them. However, be'emes ba'zoyer lo niskar sakone ki'im l'inyan einayim. But in truth, Sotel Chavetz Chaim, the Zohar only talks about the sakone when it comes to closing the eyes, so leave them alone with their minig of closing the eyes of the mace. Ve'im kein li'asher ha'ivarim ein lahem shum samach. But to be moving the limbs, that they have nothing to rely on, that's not put down in the Zohar, and that you would have to protest against. U'bel yirab ha'kosav, el yirab writes, Dibimokum shenohagin lohokel baze mishum shechoshin shaloyis akmu via bizaylames. In a place where they're knowing to be lenient to move the limbs because they're concerned that they shouldn't get crooked, it'll be a disgrace to the mace. So yasu kemosha kosa b'mordechai. Then the eitz is, like the Mordechai says, shemeniach kikar. Place a loaf of bread, o sha'ar davar shemutu latatav a kanal, or anything else that is permissible to move, place it on the mace. Al osan ha'ivarim, on those limbs that you want to move, v'dochek olav ad sheyipashtu evarav. And then lean on the loaf of bread or whatever is mutter that's on the mace until you're able to straighten out the aver. That's what the Mordechai says. So if you need to for kavod hamace, so that's the way you should move the limbs, not straight away, but through the kikor or any other kli that is mutter. Sifkatan chav gimel, we said that you're allowed to smear the mace with oil, wash him with water, sneak out the pillow from behind him in order that he should not smell. Al yidei chom hakar muchsasas. Why would he start to smell? Because of the heat between the mace and the pillows and cushions, it might cause it to smell, and therefore you could pull away the pillow. Umutr lezalev chom meitz agabi begadim shamis. You're allowed to spritz some vinegar on the clothes of the mace. Bishvil shelo yasriach lemotzei Shabbos. So the mace should not be smelling for Motzei Shabbos. V'yuchlu l'hisasek b'taroso. We want people to be able to do a taro on the mace. We don't want the mace to smell. So that is grounds to spritz a little bit of vinegar onto the clothes. Normally we don't put liquid on clothes, but here there isn't really a problem. There's no problem of cleansing because you're making it more dirty. So there's no problem of schita. They were lenient over here. So therefore that is what you should do in order to do the taro Motzei Shabbos and the body shouldn't smell. And the last point that Mishnah Berurah says is on that which we said, that whenever you're going to sneak away the pillow, whatever you're doing, washing it, do not move any limbs. V'im hoya hameis meluchloch betit v'tsoya ad shemous be'enei roav. If the situation was the mace was so dirty, with tit or with excrement, until it's disgusting in people's eyes, mutter letaltalo ayedei kikar v'tinok, you're allowed to move the mace by means of the kikar v'tinok, ularochto b'mayim b'yodo, and to wash the mace with your hands, v'lo ayedei mapa mishum srita, but not using any kind of cloth because of the concern of srita. Ava b'lav hachi, but without this situation where the mace is meluchloch, aser b'chol zeh, all this would be forbidden, v'afilu ayedei einu Yehudi aser, even asking a guy to do it, would be aser. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, with Sivches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.